You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, so Johnny's still not back. Al's brother is officially in studio.
It's a revealing of sorts, and it's a good time to start.
I love
Al's brother is on Jerry's percentages.
Look at that. You're up on the font and everything.
Yeah, I don't look that bad.
No, you look great.
You look good, Al's brother.
I wish if I knew, I would have wore something a little better than a T-shirt, but...
It's all good, man.
Cares?
You've got to be yourself. You've got to act yourself. It's great to have you in here. You've got an A on your jersey.
Yeah.
That must have been a great surprise that you got a jersey with an A on it yesterday.
Yeah, super excited about it. Happy to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Someone wasn't too happy, but...
Well, I just thought that, A, you already heard that he's not a captain, and I'm on the same page as Grappler and everyone else.
And him, Al's brother.
Al's brother.
Anyway, it's great to have you in here. Johnny's gone. We don't know...
Yeah, he just left the show.
Yeah, forget him. He's out.
And he's not coming back either. He can wait till the next set.
Yeah, he's going to have to wait. Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or bestpc.ca. You like Best Portuguese Chicken, Al's brother?
Of course.
You know how to play Jerry's Percentages, right?
I've listened to the segment once or twice.
Yeah, it's complicated.
You
it's
just
not
give
easy.
A percentage on what you think the probability of this thing happening, not happening, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, man. You ready to play?
Let's go.
Jerry's in a tither, and I just can't snap out of it. My precious Yankees are in their pants. Canada finally learned how to play soccer and laid a beating on the Americans. And way too many Canadian teams are off to good starts in my NHL. Jerry might have to call up Bob Kraft for some advice on stress release. And you know exactly what I mean. Reverse body slide for Crafty and Jerry.
I don't know if he needed to throw that in there.
I don't remember Jerry being suggested to say the last part there, but reaching out to Bob Kraft.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, look who's back. Johnny's back. Are you kicking Al's brother out of here? Al's brother's out of here before he can even get a Jerry?
Get another chair and a mic. We got to get Johnny.
What are we
going
to do here?
We're doing a four-man Jerry.
You got to get the four-man.
Give the chair to Johnny.
No. We're doing a four-man Jerry's because we're not kicking Al's brother out.
No, once
for that ignorance.
Yeah, once you're here to start, you got to be a part of it all the way through.
We can split the mic, right?
Are you guys good?
We'll
what the hell
the
happened
mic.
To you? Where have you been for 35 minutes?
Fred Van Fleet, waiting on Fred Van Fleet. Apparently, you're a world champ. You can show up 10 minutes late for your interview and
oh, really?
Take it deep. So
SportsCenter's doing an interview with Fred Van Fleet.
So we're waiting for the set, and Laura was waiting on Fred Van Fleet. So of course we're. Don't go until he's done.
Right.
So we had to wait for a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, Al's brother's in here. Do you know Al's brother, Johnny?
This is Al's brother.
Al's brother. All right.
We needed a fill-in, so Al's brother.
I like it. How easily I'm replaced.
Called up from the minors.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Get
in
my
the
shot.
East Coast League.
This is so. I'm so happy you're so close together too, and sharing a mic. This is spectacular.
Let's get to a hot take, and we all got to come up with a percentage.
Speaking of stress and being a sneaky little devil, Tiger Woods' new book will reveal at least one personal story that's TMZ worthy. And I can guess what that means. Denny's breakfast plus some action in the car afterwards, maybe.
All right, so we got Jerry potentially reaching out to Bob Kraft.
For the body slide.
for some stress release, because he's not happy with things. And now Jerry believes this new book by Tiger Woods will actually be revealing that Tiger's going to say something we've never heard him say before. You know, a salacious detail, a TMZ-like detail.
I'm going to go 0%, and there's one reason. His kids. His daughter is getting older now, and I think she's going to be reading that, and her friends will be. And he will not come out with one thing that will be offside when guys talk in a barroom setting. He will not do that. And the one reason I believe he won't is because of his kids.
Yeah, you sold me on that. I think you're right. I'll say 0%.
Al's brother?
I'll leave it open a little bit and go with 2%, but that was a good sell job.
Thank you, Al's brother.
I'm going to say 10% because he has to sell the book. He needs at least one soundbite. It can't be all, I worked hard and I rehabilitated and I found my inner peace. You got to give me something. Got to give something to latch on to. So 10%, he's going to give you a little something.
How much money do you think he's making on this book?
He must get a $10 million advance for this.
Yeah, so he's probably getting it regardless
that
of
seems
what.
A little rich, Johnny. $10 million.
I mean, it's Tiger
Duffy
though.
Does three a year, so I don't think he's making.
And
$10 million.
Let's make it clear, he's not personally writing anything.
No,
he's putting his name on it.
But if it was going to be just fluff, feel good stuff, people want to read that.
Yeah,
they want it real.
I want to know about his personal life. I want to know about the injuries. Mm-hmm. How many of them were real? How many did he just pull?
Navy SEAL training and all the rest of it.
Who he doesn't like on tour? Like really doesn't like on tour? Like
him and Phil. What's that like?
Details. Yeah, I'd like to see it, but I'm kind of with you. I feel like it'll be G-rated and pretty clean.
Nice of Babs to finally realize he has the power to change up the lines. And now Trevor Moore will stay with the Tavares line until Hyman returns.
$6 million a year, he finally makes a change. Good job, Babs. Good job.
So, I'm pretty sure we had a Jerry's last week that Kapanen would stay on this line until Hyman returned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said 100%. So, in a week, I have been proven dead wrong. Because Trevor Moore, I gotta believe,
is why you never go 100.
I guess he never should go 100. And I haven't seen the lineup because they played last night and didn't have a skate, but I got to believe he's playing with them
tonight.
Starting
there, yes.
Moore stays with this line now until Hyman returns.
0%. He's got a period worth of the way Babs operates. If Trevor Moore has a bad period and a half, he's going to say, oh, got to get Kapanen back there. Maybe he's learned his lesson. He's going to prove something. I say 0%.
I kind of like what I saw out of Moore last night. I thought that it kind of sparked the team a little bit, so I think he'll get a decent run with them. I'll go 70%.
Al's brother, Jesus. Yeah.
That's heat.
I'm straddling the fence, 50-50. He'll stay with them for a longer period for two reasons. One, I think they want to let Trevor Moore go and see if it works with Tavares, but also I think the way the lines are supposed to get to eventually is Kapanen with Kerfoot and Mikheyev on that third line. So I think they want to see if that's going to work as well long term. The 50-50, because I don't see him lasting. I'll see him through the game, but through another 3 weeks, that's the bigger challenge for me.
Although trying to get a read on when Hyman is coming back is difficult.
Sliding scale.
Like I've seen reports, heard reports. He's doing full sprints. He's skating. He looks like he's at 100% right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's pushing to get back. So, I mean, I don't.
They said, 12 or 14 games before the year. That's kind of what they.
Yeah, they thought November.
Right.
But I don't know if it's going to be November. I wouldn't be shocked if he was back in a
week.
And
I wonder if he sees Mikheyev being great and Moore having a moment. And he's, you know,
the old saying, Johnny, it's good options to have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll say 30% because if it is more than a week, you're looking at 3, 4, 5 games. Yeah. Trevor Moore, I think he might have a little bit more than a period. But if he, one mistake, two mistakes, learned about Babcock. If he thought Kapanen was the right guy, he's going to keep giving him opportunity.
He's going to find a way to prove himself correct.
Absolutely.
At least one NHL coach will be fired before the end of November.
Brucey Boudreau looks like he wants to get fired after last night's performance. Hello? Hello?
I'm high on this.
Yeah.
I can't say 100% because you never know.
Is this end of November?
End of November, at least one. I think John Hines is
then you
in
drop a
massive
name. Yeah, exactly.
Trouble in New Jersey.
And who knows?
How about guys were getting snookered yesterday on the fake account?
Yeah.
That he'd been replaced.
Oh, that was all over the place. Yeah. But it has to be believable. For you to fall for a fake account, you got to believe that there's a shred of truth in there, or it could potentially be true.
I'm going a hundo. There are some teams that are playing bad, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll say 70%. Yeah, but a lot of the bad teams.
Brucey said basically yesterday, get me out of here. I don't want to coach these losers anyway.
But Guerin's not going to hire a guy mid-season. Like, he wants his own guy. He's going to do that in the offseason. He might make Boudreau just eat it for 82 games.
You don't want that in the locker room. You're going to get somebody else in there just to say maybe somebody can create a spark under these guys.
Yeah,
how many meetings can you have? Okay, guys, we got to do this. We got to do that.
Boudreaux's got the Jay Gruden vibe going right now. Like, I don't really want to be here. If my card works, I'll work on Monday. Like, he's waiting to get fired. He wants to get fired. I'll say 75%.
Yeah, I think it's pretty high. When do we go 2 months into a season without having a firing?
Doesn't happen often.
It doesn't happen often, right? So I'm going to go ahead and assume that we're going to get one, at least one, if not two. So I'll go pretty high, 88%.
88%.
Nicely done. Guys, he's just worked his way into every week, Jerry's percentage.
I am the king of Price is Right. Exactly, I'll say 89%.
Yeah.
Just to go one up.
Well, I think O said 100%.
Well, you can never go 100. That's just ludicrous.
I prove it.
But I think
they go zero or 100.
Like, there's no in between.
In Jersey, our boy Tommy Fitzgerald, I think, jumped on the ice as a new assistant coach
we
with
talked about
John
it.
Hines. So
if you were here,
when you think about where it's headed,
that's a pretty
good
clear sign.
Sign that things are not going well.
Hinesy, you're in trouble.
Thin ice.
LeBron James will travel to China next summer. And Jerry has no comments on anything. LeBron sure wanted to make money over there, didn't he? That son of a...
Yeah, like Jerry doesn't want to make money over in China. This is a good one because every summer...
Going over there. What do you think?
I think it's in his best interest he takes a summer off, personally.
Oh,
after
really?
This mess. Well, I said it yesterday. I think if he goes over to China, now the American media is going with him. It's like a presidential... visit, like ABC News, NBC News. What are you doing when you're over here, LeBron? So I think it's in his best interest not to go, but I think Nike is going to tell him you've got to go.
That's
and you've
just
got to smooth everything over here. So I'll say 85% he's in China next summer.
I think 10% going to China.
Going to China next summer.
100%.
Okay.
Like the money involved that he has with his shoes...
95% he will do what Nike tells him they think he should do.
Yeah, and what do you think they're going to tell him to do?
Probably go over there and make amends because that's a massive market that buys a lot
smooth
of sneakers.
Smooth things over, make things cool, kiss babies, sign shoes, throw them into crowds.
Which is what he's always done.
Right. Why did he stop?
The Daryl Morey tweet was not out in previous incarnations.
Nike will view it and LeBron will view it. This might be the most important summer that you go over there and smooth things over.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And yesterday... He kind of said he was going to kind of put a kibosh on talking about it, which leads me to believe that he's going to go over there and he's going to want to go over there.
But if he goes there, he's got to talk about what he's doing there. Like, the American media is going to be following him around.
You know how it would be. He'd be like, he's here for clinics, for the kids.
Right.
Celebrate schools. The game of basketball. I'm going to build a court. I'm going to build a foundation. And he'll leave the more difficult conversation aside.
Yeah.
Now, he did say, and I think it's kind of fair... You don't know what you're talking about. You probably shouldn't have to talk about everything.
I don't think he's under any obligation to talk about
it.
But he's also, if you're not going to talk about it, don't throw Daryl Morey under the bus while you're not talking about it. Right? And don't give me the, I'm not a politician. You can't play that game now. You can't say I'm going to shut up and dribble.
I think what he was trying to say is he made the tweet without thinking about the ramifications of the tweet. Not about the contents of the tweet, but just the ramifications of it. He's not there to debate whether he's right or wrong to support people in Hong Kong. He's just... He maybe didn't think through with the teams over there the fallout if he did it. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably right there.
Al's brother, have you given us a number yet?
I'll go 55%.
All right, very solid number. All right. Well, thank you, Al's brother.
We got one more, don't we?
Well, we're going to save it maybe for Jerry's After Dark.
Well, he's coming right back here for the After Dark.
Okay. Will you accept that invitation, 6:45?
I'll accept.
Al's brother will be back in studio at 6:45. Johnny, are you with us now the rest of the way?
Still 6:45. You can replace me then.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. You're out at 6:45. Al's brother's coming back in.